Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Charlotte at 6 podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It's Dirty Restaurant Tuesday.
Good evening, Mark.
Hiya, Charles. Charles Jenkins is our food critic here on Charlotte at 6.
Yes, I am. See, we're not scripted.
No, we're not at all. And he shows up here every Tuesday and Thursday and tell us where his refined and sophisticated palate has been.
Absolutely.
So, it looks like you got something interesting.
I do. I have a really good consideration for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got something interesting here for you. A couple of restaurants that did not do well when the health inspector showed up.
Uh-oh.
First of all, we don't have these guys on like we used to. They've sort of cleaned up their act, but every now and then. This is the Waffle House. The one on Independence Boulevard in Indian Trail, they had a 90.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not big on an omelet that can easily just slide off my plate by tipping it slightly. That, you know.
A little too much grease
for
you. A
little too much.
You know, I actually ate at the Waffle House on Albemarle Road not all that long ago. It took me, and there was nobody in there, and yet for some reason, all the staff standing around talking, it took them forever to wait on me, and some guy finally came over and took my order, and then nothing happened, and then this woman walked by, and I said to her, I said, say, is anybody going to cook today? And she goes, well, we'll find somebody.
See, and I had a similar experience in Wilmington, and they just don't seem to have their act together every time.
No, they don't. Well, again, this is the one on Independence and Indian Trail with a 90. The person in charge had no food safety training.
You can't have that.
Which might explain why the bread rack was blocking the hand sink so they couldn't wash their hands properly. Now, this is interesting because, you know, they're kind of famous for their hash browns.
Yes.
They had rehydrated hash browns that had been out for more than 6 hours at the wrong temperature, discarded immediately.
They're using dried hash browns.
They're sort of frozen or something. I'm not sure what the story is with them. But anyway, these had to be thrown out. Also had to be thrown out, chili and gravy that was holding at the wrong temperature. Also discarded immediately. Diced ham, cut lettuce, sliced tomatoes in the prep top cooler that were way too warm. So they had to throw away a lot of food with the inspector there.
They may want to carry a thermometer around.
And just said, please clean the floors, walls, and ceilings. And that was a repeat violation.
That's not a good thing. Wow.
The Waffle House, Independence Boulevard, Indian Trail on 9.
No, I won't go to that one.
All right, we got one more here. Because sometimes you're just so hungry and you stop and get gas at a 7-Eleven and you go, well, I'll try one of those dangerous-looking hot dogs on the little roller device.
One day I may.
I can save you the trouble. Don't bother.
You're so funny.
But anyway, this is the 7-Eleven on West Tree. Their food score is an 88.5.
No.
Mm-mm.
For what little they do?
Yeah, really. That means it was dirty. No food safety training for the manager there, and that was a repeat violation.
Can't do that.
The employees who handle food didn't realize, hey, if you're sick, don't come to work.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep. Observed employee put on gloves without washing. Another employee move directly from handling money at the register, walk over and start handling food without washing at all.
That's
nasty.
Come on,
isn't it?
Teach these folks.
A couple of other hand sinks were also blocked. That was a repeat violation, so they had several hand sinks that were just not getting used.
Yeah, they weren't washing their hands then.
Open bottle of Dayquil stored where they were. Had the hot holding unit, and also an open box of Benadryl in the food prep area.
Okay, so would you like that with a shot of Dayquil or a shot of Benadryl?
Yeah, pour it right on that hot dog.
Benadryl.
So that may go with the fact that if you're sick, don't show up for work. They didn't know that, and they just had all these drugs with the food.
What amazing.
And the reach-in cooler was dirty.
Oh, jeez.
So the 7-Eleven West Trade, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven, 88.5.
Ugh. Wow. And reach-in coolers are usually smaller than your home refrigerator.
Yeah, oh, they're very small. Yeah,
I mean, to keep it clean.
A place
not,
like this.
Yeah, 5 minutes and you can wipe it down. Give my mother nightmares. When we had the restaurant,
yeah,
that was the only complaint my employees had, was that my mother was simply too strict keeping the place clean.
What?
She was a cleaning fanatic.
What kind of restaurant did you have?
It was like a Howard Johnson's.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A Howard Johnson's franchise?
It was one of their type restaurants that they had closed, and I bought it in Rhode Island, and we did well. But seriously, that was the only complaint my employees had.
Wow, you were mean.
That my mom, they would come to me, she's so tough. Yes, because
that's
she's
hilarious.
Asking you to be held accountable
yeah.
for cleaning your section before you leave. And she's going to inspect what she expects. And she did.
Good for her.
Thank you, Mom.
You know what was my favorite
yes.
thing as a kid at Howard Johnson's to eat growing up were the little fried clam strips.
Oh, yes.
They were rubbery and delightful.
Oh, no, they were, yes.
Yeah.
Miss Howard Johnson's, actually.
Well, I do, too.
Yeah.
It was kind of an institution.
It
You'd
was.
Travel and always stop at
Wasn't
Howard
it?
Johnson's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my first high school date, I took the young lady to a Howard Johnson's.
And they had the gift section with the big truck, the trailer of the Howard Johnson's.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that's right. Yeah.
yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Going down memory lane.
That's right.
What do you got there, buddy?
Here's a place that you can go down memory lane for the last 20-plus years.
Oh, yeah?
That's how long they've been open.
Oh.
And now they're up to 3 locations.
Who are we talking
I've
about?
I've always enjoyed pasta and provisions.
Oh, yeah. What a cool place.
Isn't it a cool place?
It's a little shop that makes pasta by hand, and they make it in the back of the shop and put it in a baggie and fly it to the front on a little
yes,
overhead.
They do. They still do that.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
You're really stepping back in time
mm-hmm.
because this location, and that's their main location on Providence Road, is where they make the pasta.
Yep.
Fresh. Every day.
Okay.
And the focaccia bread. Fresh from scratch every single morning.
Yeah.
They've got 3 locations now. The original on Providence Road, which you got to be careful getting in and out of that parking area.
Yeah.
You really do.
You do.
The one on Park Road that they opened, and now one on Mint Street.
Wow.
The one on Park Road and Mint Street are dine-in.
Really? You
yes.
go eat inside?
Exactly.
How cool.
So you can still get some of the items that they have of all of the items
to take home.
Providence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can stay there and have soup, sandwiches, pizza, specials.
Ooh, I need to check that out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what they have, of course, fresh pasta, ravioli, lasagna, sauces, prepared foods, all kinds of Italian provisions, a full Italian deli, sauces, spreads, dressings, soups, focaccia, all of this to go, to bring home, and to cook and make your own dinner.
Heat and eat, but it's all been scratch-made there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it fresh. You can get it fresh frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, the fresh pasta there, that's where I go.
Yeah. That is so cool.
You just
cool.
can't compare it to a box. This was just made this morning.
That's right.
On Fridays, they've got a really cool thing. It's called BYOC. Bring your own container.
Yeah?
If you bring your own container to any of the locations for a Friday fill-up of their marinara or pomodoro sauce, 16 ounces, and you pay for the 16 ounces,
right.
you get a free 3/4 pound of fresh-cut pasta.
Oh, that's a deal.
Isn't that a deal?
And their pomodoro sauce is really good.
I know.
Oh.
Homemade.
Yeah.
Daily. So anyway, all 3 stores, decent scores, 94.5, 96, 97.5.
Oh, yeah.
I can live with that.
Oh, me too.
So if you haven't checked them out, you got 3 locations now. Don't wait any longer. Pasta and provisions. You'll thank us.
And Tommy, the owner, is a cool guy.
Yes, he is. And his son helps run the place. I mean, this is a family place.
Yeah, it is.
And they haven't changed, thankfully, in over 20 years.
Now I want some pasta.
You know, if you eat pasta, you run faster.
That's what I hear.
That's what's on their T-shirts.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Mark.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.